You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Corinne LaRue with News of Agriculture. Urea fertilizer prices, which have been trending lower for much of the past several months, are beginning to move higher again following a series of new geopolitical and market developments. That's according to Mike Castle, senior fertilizer analyst with StoneX.
You know, I had good news for a while there, which has been rare over these last few years. We had been seeing urea prices correct here kind of through the last couple months, had been trending downward, but we've just kind of gotten a handful of fresh developments this week that's sending prices back the other direction. Earlier this week, we got an unexpectedly early India tender announcement that drove prices up. And now we got reports of an overnight Ukrainian drone strike on the Togliatti Azot plant in Russia. That is their biggest ammonia plant. It was the world's biggest ammonia plant when it was built. And this is their main source of exports traditionally that they used to send out through Ukraine that we've lost from the global market here for these last, almost 4 years now. Too early to really know the impact, to be perfectly honest with you. Obviously, getting good, accurate, and up-to-date info out of Russia is difficult. But from the sounds of it, it did cause some noticeable amount of damage. Again, we'll have to wait to see and assess how serious that is. And at the same time, we also saw Ukraine strike a Russian vessel off the coast of Libya in the Mediterranean Sea, which represents another fresh escalation there. And because of how important Russia is to the overall global fertilizer market, not just in nitrogen, but pretty much every big nutrient, they are a major exporter. People are taking note of that. Again, throw in the backdrop of a fresh India tender, and that makes it feel that much more bullish, or at least catches that many more eyeballs. Again, seeing things firm up, we did see marginal urea trade as much as $16 a ton higher already this morning. So it has rallied a little bit here. We've seen a lot of, ramp up from both sides and attacks on shipping abilities here over the last couple months. So it's not like this is new, but the fact that it's so much further away from what you would call the typical conflict zone is notable. And the other thing to think about here, not just in the fertilizer market, but also tying it back to the grain side of things, specifically looking at, corn and wheat, is how Russia is going to respond to this. Going back to what's been going on in Ukraine, we've seen Russia really ramp up their strikes in the Odessa region. That's already kind of hindering their ability to export. If we saw them starting to target more individual vessels, obviously we've seen Putin make threats of cutting Ukraine off from the sea. Any escalations we see there could obviously have an impact. The market has kind of become desensitized to this over the last few years because, again, we're nearing the 4-year mark here. But these are kind of new developments. We had seen peace talks, obviously, hoping to see some momentum there. But obviously, all these fresh escalations kind of make that look doubtful. So, again, we had kind of seen nitrogen prices scooting lower here. But now that we've got a couple things kind of not necessarily changing the fundamentals of the market, but, at least for now, shifting the emotional side back to a bit more bullish, is starting to send prices higher.